Way out in the woods of North Carolina, there's a spot where nothing grows. No grass, no weeds, not even a stray twig'll take root. They call it the Devil's Trampin' Ground, and just the name's enough to send a chill through you. Folks say it's cursed, or maybe it's a door to something we ain't meant to understand. Others reckon it's where old Scratch himself walks, pacing circles in the dirt while he dreams up his devilry. So pull up close if you dare, and let me tell you the truth, or something close to it, about this eerie place. Welcome to Kentucky Melodies, America's Scariest Stories, where we bring you ghostly legends, spooky haints, and bone-chilling tales from all over this great land. These stories will have you looking over your shoulder all night. So pull up a chair, dim them lights, and let's dive into the eerie and unexplained. Now, let me spin you a yarn. The kind old-timers used to mutter round campfires when the shadows got long and the air turned cold. It's about a place deep in Chatham County, North Carolina. A place they call the Devil's Trampin' Ground. Even the name sends a shiver down your spine, don't it? Folks say it's been there longer than memory, an eerie, barren circle in the woods. 40 feet across, nary a blade of grass nor a single weed dares grow there. It's like the earth itself's been scalded and salted by something too wicked to name. Even the animals avoid it. Dogs will whimper and back away, eyes wide like they see something we don't. Some say it's cursed. Others say it's the very spot where the devil walks. The truth? Well, that depends on who you ask. Before white settlers ever laid eyes on that peculiar patch of land, the native peoples had their own stories about it. They reckoned it was sacred ground, a place where the spirit world bled into ours. The elders warned their young not to wander too close. They said the circle was where angry spirits danced, their feet pounding the earth bare. And when those spirits danced, they opened a gateway to the unknown. When settlers arrived in the early 1700s, they didn't know or care much for native traditions, but they couldn't ignore what they saw. A patch of earth that seemed wrong. It wasn't just the barrenness, though that was strange enough, it was the way it felt. Like the woods around it were alive, watching you, breathing down your neck. They named it the Devil's Trampin' Ground, figuring it was old Scratch himself, pacing circles in the dirt while he schemed up his mischief. Even back then, the stories started spreading. Farmers claimed their animals wouldn't go near it. Hunters said their dogs howled and cowered whenever they got close. And then there were the whispers, stories of strange lights, shadowy figures, and voices that didn't belong to no human. It wasn't long before the circle became a place of fear and fascination. In the late 1800s, a man named John Carter decided he wasn't going to let no old wives' tales scare him off. John was a practical man, a farmer with a God-fearing wife and two sturdy boys. When he came across the land near the circle, he saw fertile soil, not curses. He built himself a cabin less than a mile from the trampin' ground and set about clearing the woods for farming. At first, things seemed fine enough. Sure, there were some odd noises at night, whispers, maybe the wind through the trees, but nothing he couldn't explain away. Then the animals started disappearing. Chickens vanished from their coop, and one morning John found his prize milk cow dead, her body untouched but her eyes wide open like she'd been scared to death. His wife, Mary, begged him to leave. "John," she'd say, her voice trembling, "there's something out there. Something unnatural." But John Carter was a stubborn man. "Ain't nothing out there but wild dogs and tall tales," he'd reply, though even he started feeling uneasy after the sun went down. One night in November, the family sat by the fire, listening to the wind howl outside. Suddenly, there came a knock at the door, hard and deliberate, like someone pounding with their fists. John grabbed his rifle and flung the door open, but there wasn't a soul in sight, just darkness and silence, heavy as a stone. Then he heard it, footsteps slow and deliberate, circling the cabin. The hair on the back of his neck stood up as the steps grew louder. From the corner of his eye, he caught a glimpse of them. Red eyes, glowing like hot coals, staring at him from the direction of the circle. John slammed the door shut, bolted it, and told his family to pack what they could carry. By morning, the Carters were gone, their cabin left to rot. In 1935, a group of college boys from Chapel Hill decided to spend the night in the circle. They were full of themselves, laughing and joking as they pitched their tents and lit a fire right in the middle. "Ghosts?" one of them scoffed. "Ain't no such thing." But as the night wore on, their bravado started to fade. The woods grew deathly quiet. Not the peaceful kind, but the kind that makes your skin crawl. Around midnight, one of the boys froze, pointing toward the edge of the firelight. "You see that?" he whispered. They all turned to look. There, just beyond the circle, was a shadow. Tall, thin, and moving in slow, deliberate circles, like it was pacing. The boys didn't wait to find out what it was. They grabbed their things and ran, leaving their tents and supplies behind. When they came back the next day, their campsite was destroyed. Tents shredded, firewood scattered, and strange hoof-like prints embedded in the dirt. Over the years, plenty of folks have tried to explain the trampled ground. Scientists tested the soil and found it lacking nutrients, but they couldn't explain why the rest of the forest grew just fine. Paranormal investigators brought their fancy gadgets and claimed to detect strange energy readings and cold spots that moved like something alive. One team even caught what they said was a figure on thermal cameras, cold and shapeless, slinking through the trees. Some say it's a portal, a thin place where the veil between worlds is weak. Others reckon it's cursed land, stained by some ancient sin. And then there's the old belief, the one that still sends shivers down spines, that it's the devil's own stomping ground, and he's marked it for himself. Even today, the devil's tramping ground draws the curious and the foolhardy. They come with cameras, flashlights, and bravado, but most don't stay long. They leave with stories of strange lights, whispered voices, and an unshakable sense of being watched. Some say they see shadows moving in the trees. Others wake to find their belongings scattered and their fires mysteriously extinguished. The circle remains, changeless and barren, a reminder of how little we understand about the world's mysteries. So, if you ever find yourself wandering through those woods and you come upon a patch of earth where nothing grows, take my advice. Turn around. Some places just ain't meant for the living. And if you're foolish enough to step inside, well, you best pray you make it out before midnight. For that's when the devil comes a-tramping. What do y'all think about the devil's tramping ground? Could it really be cursed land, a portal to another world, or just an eerie coincidence of nature? Have you ever visited a place that gave you the chills, where the air felt heavy and something just didn't sit right? Or maybe you got your own ghost story or legend to share from your hometown. Drop your thoughts and stories in the comments. We'd love to hear what you think about this chilling tale. And if you've ever dared to visit the devil's tramping ground yourself, Tell us what you saw, heard, or felt. Did you leave unscathed, or did the mountain's dark grip follow you home? Thanks for joining us here at Kentucky Melodies, America's Scariest Stories. If you enjoyed this tale of eerie folklore and spine-tingling mystery, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Our America's Scariest Stories podcast playlist dives into legends like this every week, bringing you tales from across the country that'll send shivers down your spine. Hit that notification bell so you never miss a story that lurks in the shadows. And don't wander too far now. We've got more stories waiting in the dark for you. Next time, we'll take you to another place where the veil between this world and the unknown grows thin. Until then, keep an eye on the shadows. And remember, not all footsteps behind you are your own. We'll see you soon, if you dare to return.